Good morning, 7:39 here on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620. I'm Andrew McKay. It's a Pensacola Morning News. Joining us as he does every week at this time, Mayor Grover Robinson. Oh, did we just lose the mayor? Oh, is that my fault? Oh, you know what I did? That silly phone thing. Okay, we'll have the mayor back on here in just a second. It's my fault. This is not Davis's fault. This is my fault. I clicked the wrong button, and I hung up on the mayor, so we'll get him back on here in just a second. 7:39, News Radio 923 and AM 1620. In the meantime, there was a really cool story that he told us at the press conference the other day, and oh, he's back already. Oh, you're so fast, Davis. Mayor Robinson, welcome to the show. I'm so sorry about that. That is my fault, but welcome back to the Pensacola Morning News.
Good morning. Now everybody understands the value of Davis.
That's
Andrew cannot handle the phone system.
That's exactly right. If they didn't understand it before, I mean, for sure now. That and the music and everything else that he does that you do not get to see. No, that's exactly right. Hey, first thing, I wanted to give you a chance to tell this story because it's so cool. We recently had a Good Samaritan visit to Pensacola Energy, right?
Yes, we did. And I really, it was great. We had somebody pay the back due accounts for about 106 individuals. It totaled almost $10,000.
Wow.
It was an incredibly impressive, gift. Really appreciate that. It certainly is the generosity that we have all over this community. And I think it's one of the things where, I just wanted to recognize the other day as we go into this Christmas time, the spirit of individuals that we do have. It was made anonymously, so I don't have the person that I could say who it is, but I will say, Don Suarez called me about it, and I felt like those kind of acts of generosity need to be recognized. The individuals that we have in this community do an incredible job every day for people in need, and we really appreciate that. And I know the individuals who had their services paid for really appreciate that.
Absolutely. No, it's a wonderful thing. You mentioned Don Suarez of Pensacola Energy. We just got off the phone a half hour ago with Matt Coughlin from the airport, who was telling us about how the airport is doing better than the national average by a significant margin, even though it's a down year, which is important. But the third enterprise for the city is the Port of Pensacola. Amy Miller does such a good job. The port took significant damage during Sally, but how has the port been overall this year?
The port is looking to have one of its best financial years. We just finished out. I mean, it was a very good year for us. We've had a number of things, and we've even got the future looks better between hopefully having the lease come on there for the boats to come out there. Obviously, that building took a significant amount of damage, but it's allowed us to – we're working through our insurance company. We did finally settle on some stuff. You know, this arguing with even cities have fairly lengthy discussions and deliberations with their insurance people. I think we came to a fair settlement that's much better and allows us to get done some improvements that will help and build a better building for what the individuals using it can do, and it will work out better in the long run. So, overall, everything that's happened at the port, more revenues coming in, adding the potential of the hotel. And again, this is a port property, but not even within the footprint. It's actually over by the New World Landing, that area, new hotel going in there. So looking to finalize that lease. All of that will just add more revenue, which I think now becomes the reality that we can start figuring out what to do with the north side of the port. Although having the north side of the port open was very good for Hurricane Sally because it was one of our two spots that we used for our collection debris. So, but the future can happen now. I think those things will be available to us as we move forward.
Very good. Speaking of the port, I got asked a question the other day by somebody, and I just did not know the answer to this. That big riverboat, the Glory of Rome, that was coming here, that was going to be doing some refurbishment and might even be turned into some kind of a convention center or what? I mean, it was all kind of pie-in-the-sky stuff, but people ask, whatever happened to the Glory of Rome ship? Do you know where that's at?
Yes, it was towed over to Biolabatry, and it took significant damage in Sally.
Wow.
I mean, it certainly may be back up and running at some point, but at this point, it's not a reality. I mean, it's having to deal with Sally damage that it took over there in Biolabatry. So
okay.
That's where that is right now. I mean, it may come forward at some point, but at this point, it's not really. It's not in front of us at this particular time.
Speaking of Biolabatry, we know that's also where the National Park Service, the Gulf Islands National Seashore ferries are being repaired. Have you heard anything from them about when those are going to be back in service? Do you know anything about that?
Have not. I have not heard anything necessarily from them. I imagine they'll probably be up and running by the spring is what they're probably trying to get done. I haven't heard that,
okay.
But I imagine that's where they're going, which is kind of, it's all of a sudden the bridge gets open and we get the ferries back. But, it was just an unfortunate situation where both things got taken out at once. I think the ferries have proved their worth even though when the bridge comes back. I think they're a great tourist amenity. They're another option for ways for people to go from downtown to the island. And I think as things go in the future, hopefully they do better. Obviously, we'll have to work with them as well in a hurricane to be a little bit safer than we were last time.
Do you have any idea? Cooper's been talking this morning about the damage to the Admiral Mason sign. We've got a picture of it up on our Facebook page. Do you know what caused that or when that's going to be repaired? Do we know anything about that?
All I know is one of the things that we noticed when we were doing assessments on after Hurricane Sally. It's in our list. We put a number of things. We'll be going to bid our procurement. For the remainder of our hurricane stuff will start in January. Most of that's looking at Maritime Park, the Plaza, the Luna Plaza, those kind of places. But we'll also at some point at that one. We can still have Admiral Mason open without the sign. It will get there. We just got so many other pressing issues in parks that we're still working through to get repairs done on the waterfront, and our focus right now is on those things.
All right, very good. Last quick question for you, Mr. Mayor, is for a long time we were talking about the personal scooters, Blue Duck and companies like that. Then COVID hit, and I know a lot of things got put on hold. What got me thinking about this more recently is that although we're not going to apparently get a ferry service back and forth from Gulf Breeze to the city, it got me thinking that if we were to have one, having those available might have been a useful thing, on this side of the water. Where are we at with those? Are they coming? Are they on hold? What's going on?
We have a pilot program with no signers on at this particular time. So I think it's more the industry than it is the city. We set forward a pilot program, and we were ready to get started. We had no one else. My understanding necessarily take us up and move forward with the pilot program. It's still out there awaiting somebody who wishes to come in and be our pilot case.
Okay. Well, that's interesting, disappointing, but interesting to hear that as well. Mayor Grover Robinson, City of Pensacola. Mr. Mayor, it's always a pleasure to talk to you. We'll look forward to talking to you again in January. Have a Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year. Oh, go ahead. What are you going to say?
I was just going to say, Andrew, exactly. To you and your listeners out there, Merry Christmas, Happy New Year. We're all looking forward to a much better 2021. Here, certainly keeping fingers crossed to that, and we look forward to working. Like I said before, Pensacola really had a good 2020 in a lot of ways, even dealing with the adversity we did. We came out surprisingly well, but we're ready to take whatever happens to us in 2021, but we certainly hope it isn't as much as 2020.